Okay. Last read the Sava Lahadar of Nash. The Gemara in Gesamen is trying to establish that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We know we pass like Rabbi Yehuda because the Gemara says so. We're trying to show where Rav knew this from. The Gemara says, "I've read the stuff on the Hadar of Nasa." The Rabbeinu HaKadosh also paskins that the hour of the Seif, Achila, is the fifth hour, and that the fifth hour itself is Mutar Bahanar. So, Amar Rabin Baravada, Maisa Bada Mechas. Interesting Maisa. Shehitzki Diski Yamalaya Chametz, Eifuyeth and Echakukah. Listen to the Maisa. He put a sack or a double sack full of chametz by Yechanan. Bin Ekvuach Chorus. By chametz mevatsis Yechanan. And Achbarim made a hole in it. Why does the Gemara say Achbarim made a hole in it? I don't understand. What's that to do with the whole story? He was getting lost anyway, so it was Erev Pesach. If the Achbarim wouldn't have made a hole, he still had the same problem Erev Pesach.
So the pshat here is that it seems that he wouldn't have asked because he came to ask because
That's a funny thing, because it has nothing to do with the main point of this Gemara, the fact that Achbarim made a hole in the sack. So I saw it in the back, it says some don't have a gear stuff, and Achbarim. At any rate, that's not the point is not the Achbarim. The point is, Ubalach de Rebbe, Shari Shaina, Amalei Hamtein. Came in the morning, he said, should I sell it? He said, wait. Shnia Amalei Hamtein. Shlishis Amalei Hamtein. Revius Amalei Hamtein, Chamishis Amalei Tzayim Meichor Bishuk. So he said, "Call sell it Bishuk." I'm Abba Nachman. So Taraya to Reb Yehuda, because he didn't sell it the first 4 hours. He waited for the fifth hour. So Mestami meant to sell it to Gayim. Otherwise, the fifth hour and the fourth hour are exactly the same. Amalei, I'm Reb Yosef Loi, the Yisrael for Reb Meir. Amalei Abaye, the Yisrael Mishkalei Lenafshei. Let him take it for himself. If it's Karameya, let him eat it himself. Shum Chashad. The Tanya Gabe Tzedakah Shein Lam Aniyim L'Chalek. If a Gabe Tzedakah doesn't have Aniyim, Partin, now he's got to get change, Partin L'Acher and then Partin L'Atzman. He gets change, he doesn't change the Tzedakah money himself, no one should be Chayshinim. He's paid it by Acher. The same thing Gabe Tamchoy, the Gabe of a public kitchen, Ein Lam Aniyim L'Chalek, Ma'achem L'Acher, Ba'im L'Acher, Ma'atzom, Mishim Shinema, the Yisam Nikiyah Me Hashem U'Yisrael. Important chiyuv that a person not only has to be naki in Hashem, but you also have to watch out what other people are going to think. A person shouldn't say it doesn't matter. The person has to be naki in Hashem in Israel. What? Others have a chiyuv to be down. First of all, you're not mechuyev to be down people in Tassos. You're only mechuyev to be down someone you know, because the Chetzis Kash is Tassos. Someone that you don't know, it's a mitzvah taiva to be down kasher. What? Yeah, you know, it's kasher, but there's no obligation to be down people kasher. The time says that it's a mitzvah taiva. If someone you know is the other type, you're obligated to be down kasher. If I'm a person, you're not going to use the mitzvah taiva is possible. But anyway, even though people are supposed to be down others of Kasfus, well, my said they're not. So there's still a mitzvah of the Yisim Nikim Hashem Yisrael. So in L'chaira, the Gemara is saying it's not a riot. It could be that he told him to sell to Yidin. So he said, I'm Leiv Adabar Masner of Yosef, the famous Shal Miklan, say a Michael Lenachim for Rabbi Yehuda. Yosef, like Rashi says, he had forgotten his learning. So this Talmidim had to remind him that you told us the famous, say a Michael Lenachim. I just want to point out to you, there's a Shver Rashi here. Loi Yisrael. The Rashi Loi Yisrael has some type of problem. Rashi says Loi Yisrael for a Meir. Bachi Kamala. Ishi Yisu Haishaita. If you're going to wait till the end of the fifth hour, Loi Mishkaches Yisrael the Zavin Leiv. You're not going to find a yid to buy it. It's so funny what Rashi says. If you wait till the end of the fifth hour, you won't find a yid to buy it. If you wait till the end of the fifth hour, you can't sell it to a guy either. It's so strange, the Russian, I think of Bachanan, says Tzarafim and this Rashi, because it's not Nishkachas Yisrael. Nishkachas anybody at the end of the fifth hour. So I don't know if Shad Rashi, what? So maybe Rashi means if you're going to wait till 15 minutes left,
you can
still sell to a guy. You're not going to find a yid. So Ishiyisu Hashaita doesn't mean you wait the whole hour. It means if you wait part of the hour, oh, very good. So you won't find a yid. That's why you saw at the beginning of the fifth. Why not talk away till the end of the fifth and sell to a guy? What's the mile of sell to a yid? Alright, let's just talk about the main nekuda of this sugya anyway. The main nekuda of this sugya is the chiddush that a shomer has got to be active in protecting the thing that was given to him to watch. The person who gave him the chametz to watch, now we know that he has to prevent Ganavim from coming, he has to prevent, it shouldn't be a pesheya, but is a chiddush here, it's a chiddush of Hilchos Shomer. That a shomer has an obligation to take it and sell the chametz rather than get it lost. Yeah, let it get lost. And we'll see, the Gemara, the bottom of the Yamit brings another example that a shomer has this obligation. B'chayr, you can learn this Gemara two ways. And the Machna Frayim declares these two ways of learning this Gemara. Someone gives you chametz to watch. You have an obligation on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, but in the late morning, you have an obligation to sell the chametz, because if not, the chametz will become worthless. What is the reason that you're obligated to sell it? You could learn that it's a chiyuv mitzad dinei shomerim. A shomer is obligated to do things to save the pekadim. And doing things includes selling it. So you could learn that the obligation, is settled to shomer. Or you could say, learn differently, say no. Mitzah Hilchos Shomerim, I don't have to save it from something that happens by itself. By itself, it's a hezek de memeila. The person who gave it to me knows full well, and if Pesach comes, and it's going to become awesome. Mitzah Dinei Shomerim, I don't have to do it. But my obligation will be mitzad hilchis hashavas aveda. Person has an obligation. If somebody loses something in the street, you have an obligation to save it. So the same thing. If someone didn't lose it in the street, it's in your house, but it's an aveda. Mitzad hilchis hashavas aveda. That's why you have to save it. So you can two ways in our Gemara. That if it didn't help the shmira. Well, no, so for Shmira you don't have to do it. It's only a din in Hashavas Aveda that you have to do. I'll be a Nafkamina. Someone else, also Hashavas Aveda, should also come in and do it. Yeah, I'll be a Nafkamina. I'm thinking it would be a Nafkamina if he's a Zakin Dein Lafik Faida. What happens to the person watching it? The time of talking, someone gave him a sack of wheat. For him now to schlep the sack of wheat to the marketplace, maybe it's a Zakin Ve'en Lefik Feide. It's not. A Zakin Ve'en Lefik Feide is part of a Shabbos Aveid. Al Shmira, if he's a Kabbal Shmira, he's Mokhi Yidin Shmira. Al Shabbos Aveid, they'd have a Ptur. Chorabi and Afkamina, if it's out a Shabbos Aveid, or if it's out Dine Shmira. But it's the biggest nafkamina of all. That says in the Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham, it's in the Tafnem Gimel, the Katan Hay, says, what would be the din if the shomer fails to sell the chametz? He's supposed to sell chametz Erev Pesach. He's busy. He's not busy Erev Pesach. If he gets to sell it. Does he have to pay the maskid? Does he have to pay for the chametz? So So the Magen Avraham says two chidush. First of all, he says he has to pay. Why? He says it's just like we find in Hilchos Shomrim that if you're watching a sheep and wolves come and attack the sheep, so it says that any shepherd knows that if wolves attack the sheep, you go and get maklois for rayim. There's a way you get people and sticks and you chase away the wolves. I don't think I would try it, but it seems that the shepherds know how to do it. It says if a shomer who's watching sheep fails to do that, he's chayav to pay. Don't think we're going to. We see a shomer has got to, he's got to be active in chasing away a hefker. And if he fails to be active, then he's got to pay. So the same thing about chametz. By chametz also, you have to be active. The Isman Isser is coming. You have to do something to chase away the Isser, which is to sell the chametz. And if you fail to sell the chametz, you have to pay. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Right?
If you don't try.
That's what you're saying. The person didn't try. If he tried, he was an honest and big problem. So the Magen Avraham says that you have to pay. But he just adds a second chiddush. The second chiddush is if you're a shomer, someone else's chametz, and you didn't sell it, you have to pay. But if you have it after Pesach, if you still have it around, there's a loophole. That loophole is called Harei Shochal Lefanecha. You can go over to the Yid, say, "Here's your chametz, Harei Shochal Lefanecha. You gave me the stack. I'm giving you right back. And you pocket." Despite the fact that the chametz is worth zero now, but there's a din by Yisurei Hanoah that you could say, Harei Shochal Lefanecha. I'm giving it to you back the way you gave it to me. I gave you Yisurei. That's the halacha of Harei Shochal Lefanecha. If it's still around, you can give it to him. Well, he was already over, so you have to pay something. That person won't be able to eat it, he'll have to destroy it. But, so there are two parts to the Magen Avraham. So now we'll talk about the first part. Harei Shochal Lefanecha is a separate chiddush. If we have time, we'll talk about it. But the main chiddush in the Magen Avraham is that you have to pay. That you're obligated to pay if you don't sell it. The Chof Yaakov disagrees. Also on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. And he has really one kasha. He says the Lashon of the Rambam, when he brings down Agimari, he says, Chayiv l'meichon la'acherim, Shahavi k'meshid aveda. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. You have to sell it because you're a meshid aveda, and you sell it. The meshid aveda is not meshid aveda, he doesn't have to pay. The Chof Yaakov says you don't have to pay. And if you fail to save somebody's aveda, you're going to pay him. You're missing a mitzvah. There's no chiyuv tashlumin. So the Chof Yaakov says you're potter. So you have a machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Chof Yaakov. Now, obviously, they argue in this machlokes, in the Machne Ephraim's Chakira. Machne Ephraim, I don't know why he doesn't bring it down. But they're arguing the Machne Ephraim's Chakira. The Magen Avraham says you're a shomer. A shomer has to pay. Right? Magen Avraham says you're a shomer. So the shomer has got to pay. The Chof Yaakov says no. It's only a dine aveda. If it's dine aveda, so you're off the hook. Well, they argue in this Chakira of the Machne Ephraim. Now you have a tremendous machlokes. Machlokes, do you have to pay or don't you have to pay? It's the Machlokes, the Magen Avraham, and the Chof Yaakov. Question? Yeah. Well, where do you see from the Gemara? You mean in the Lashon of the Braisa, in the Mishnah that it brings down? Let's see the Mishnah, and we'll answer that. Then the last few lines of the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef. Kemanot la hashmaitz de rebi kershim gamliel. It's not. Hamatkit peres etzel chaveren. Afilu hein avudim lo yigabehen. Tanakam says you don't sell it. Shim gamliel ayin l'baychon bebezim v'nei hashavas aveda. So, the Gemara says v'nei hashavas aveda. Amalei Abaya, the Lavid Maralah, Am Rabbi Rochan Rabbi, and Lashanu Ella Bechay Chesunam, Avid Yosef Machin Bebezin, Toshkin Hafet, the Psi Bilgan. So he answers, depends by if it's a normal Hefsid, a slow normal Hefsid, you don't, that's the Machlaikis. If a rapid Hefsid, then you sell it. Doesn't say clearly how much is a rapid hefsid, how much is not. Rashi says, Kiderech Chesaron Shel Peiros. First Rashi says, it's the way Peiros normally on its own. Okay. But at any rate, Rashi says that anything that's not the normal Chesaron of the Peiros, that you sell. The Tap Tosfos seems to say differently. Because the Omeri in the Tap Tosfos, the Ma'ari, the Nechta, B'chodesh Echad, Yaiter imach son chisorin oilo lechaydesh. Koyv it takes down for yadayim leynichsur yaiter mikvechisrein and oilo lashana. This seems to say that the chisorin has to be 12 times the normal rate to sell it. He says in order to sell it in 1 month, it has to lose what it normally loses in a year. Right? That's what he's saying. If it lost in a month.
Losing
a month proportion takes for a year. What's up for the year, you mean? Once they say a year, you should say whatever is not normal for a Chaydish.
Not really. Normally, you
try to have
a normal year this year.
Because
it's not normal. Normal year is
not. I hear what you're saying. Rabbi Chanan learns the way I'm learning Tesis. Rabbi Chanan learns that Tesis holds 12 times as much. He's talking about me, oh, I need 12 times as much. But, it's interesting about Chaydish, Rashi, and Tesis. Akoponim, what about the Lashon Hashavas Aveda? So there's some cipher in the Tshuva in the Kofe, he says Pshat, Chap, he says, a Shomer, you're watching something, so really Be'etzem, you wouldn't have to sell it when Pesach comes. The owner knows full well that it's getting lost. He didn't do anything about it. I'm a shomer. I agreed to do a normal shmira. Right, Pesach is coming. So the owner knows it's coming just like I know it's coming. My chiyuv is only out for Hashavas Aveda. Because of Hashavas Aveda, even though the owner knows, but he's busy, whatever reason he didn't get to it, so I have to try to save this Aveda. That's a some safer. Once I'm a chiyuv to do it out for Hashavas Aveda, now, the owner who gave it to me, he knows that I'm going to have to sell it also Shavas Aveda. So when he gave it to me for Shmira, he knows it's Hakam, it's Tzad Shavas Aveda, but he knows the Shomer is going to have to take care of it. So once Shavas Aveda is Nechiyas Gamur, you just normally don't have to pay if you don't do it. But the Nechiyas Shavas Aveda is going to be there. Once the one who gives it knows there's a chiyuv Hashavas Aveda, memeilat nichal the chiyuv Shmira too. Because a shomer has to do whatever is normal to do. So he can time it. It's not normal for me to worry about something that the owner could worry about. But once Dine Hashavas Aveda make him obligated to save it, then it already is nichal the Shmira too. Because what is Shmira? Whatever a normal person would do. It's taka true, the normal person would only do it after Dine Hashavas Aveda. But once he has to do it after Hashavas Aveda, then he already becomes a normal Shmira. It already becomes a normal Shmira. So what the Chassid is saying is that the Magen Avraham is right. It's a Din Shmira. You don't do what you have to pay. The Taina of the Chof Yaakov, that the Rambam calls it Hashavas Aveda even by Chamis. The answer is that it's the Dine Hashavas Aveda which make him obligated al Tilcha Shmira. If there was no such thing as Hashavas Aveda, he'd be fine. He could say, what do I have to worry about it? Let the owner worry about it. But once there's a parsha of Hashavas Aveda, which means that a normal firm yid has got to save it, then it already becomes the normal Shmira. If I give something to a shomer, he's a firm person, he has to do whatever is normal. If there's a parsha of Hashavas Aveda, then this becomes normal. So the Nevela, he has to save it. No, he's saying the Chati Yaakov is wrong. The Morgan Avraham is right. I comes from Hashavas Aveda. Yeah, it comes from Hashavas Aveda. But once it's Hashavas Aveda, it already becomes a Chiyah Shmira too. Because what lies in Shmira is any normal behavior of a firm person. And a normal person would have to say this. So the Mele lives in Hilchus Shmira. It was Kairos still come out that it was a Zachem Emel Tikvaydai that he would still be part of even the Magen Avraham, according to some sense. Because the Chiyuv Shmira comes out Dinei Hashavas Aveda. Dinei Hashavas Aveda is Zachem Emel Tikvaydai as a Ptor, so the Shem Emel Tikvaydai. Because the Chiyuv Shmira is not. But that's only because the Maskid expected the Nifgad, the Shomer, to take care of it with Hilchus Hashavas Aveda. So Mele lies in the Shmira. But if he's a Zaken Mele Tikvaydai, then he doesn't have to take care of it. Because he already takes care of it because of Hashavas Aveda. And he's part of Hashavas Aveda. Because he's Zaken Mele Tikvaydai. So he only needs the normal Shmira. Normal Shmira does not include, if Erev Pesach comes, I have to worry about it, you worry about it. You know it's coming. Okay, let's talk for a moment about the second Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. That he said you could say Harish and Chalafat. It's a tremendous Chiddush. And it needs a hezer every time. You know, it comes out in Halacha. If you steal someone's esrig, Erev Sukkis, you can give it back to him after Sukkis and say, Harei Shechal Lefanecha. That's what should come out. There's such a din of Harei Shechal Lefanecha. If you steal the esrig and eat it, you have to pay the full value at the time you stole it. But if you steal the esrig, you steal someone's esrig, Erev Sukkis. Right? You're not Makayim a mitzvah, you shake it, because you're missing the mitzvah above the Erev. But as far as Tashlumin, you pay back after Sukkis. The guy would be furious. No, be furious. You're giving me an extra gift to Sukkot. What do I need it for? You make jam from it. I don't pay $100 for an extra pay jam.
You have to pay him back double.
Yeah, you can be invited to Knesset. If you come to him and you're mighty, you can get off the hook with the cable.
Only
pay them at the answer. If you come and you're mighty, you're 5%. So it's a Peladik Adin, and there's no question that it needs Hasbro, but it's a sugya in Bav Metzia. That a ganef could say Harei Shechal Lefanecha. That's a good mark. That a shomer could say Harei Shechal Lefanecha is already a machlokes achrayim. And the Magen Avraham is saying, yes, even a shomer could say Harei Shechal Lefanecha. Talk about what should be the difference, a ganef or a shomer? I not mean it. A shomer also could say Harei Shechal Lefanecha. And that's what's talking about Magen Avraham, and that's his thing. There's a kasha that is asked by the Shar Mishpat and Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Shkapba, and Baba Metzia, and the piece of Shimon. He asked a kasha. The case, I don't remember where, I think we discussed it earlier in the year. We once talked about Hezek Shein Nicker. I think we mentioned this case. There's a simon in the Sif in Yeradeya. It says that if you have a mace, if someone throws a beged onto a mace, that beged becomes also bahanah. If somebody wants to decorate the mace, he puts on jewelry or he puts on a fancy velvet a cover on the mace, that whatever you put on the mace is also bahanah. You see, we learn out of a pasuk by Miriam, Vatama Shom Miriam, Zereshava Shom Shom Tegla Rufa, and whatever is put on the mace is also bahanah. Can never make a mitzvah, never. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you see the parents of the nifter, they're going berserk. They're in Avelos, and they're throwing things on the mace. As a symbol of their Avelos, they're throwing expensive things on the mace. So it's a mitzvah. Anybody standing around should stop them. Should grab whatever they're throwing and take it away from them, because they're destroying it. They're throwing it on the mace, like throwing it into a fire. They're destroying it. So it's a mitzvah for anyone standing around to be matzah. You should take whatever they're throwing on the mace. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, let's say you grab it, they shouldn't throw it on the mace, you become a shomer. in our Shemachim, your Hashem. So it says you shouldn't give it back to the father. You grab it before it gets thrown on the mace. You shouldn't give it back to him. Because if you give it back to him, he's going to throw it on the mace again. And you, the Shemer, are going to be mechuyev to pay. Why are you going to be mechuyev to pay? Because it's like throwing it into a fire. You give it back to a man who's going bananas. He's in the middle of throwing kalim on his son, who's a nifter. So he's losing it. So if you give it back to him, it's like throwing it into a gedudei chayes. It's like throwing it into a place where there are animals that are going to eat it. So the shomer is chayev to pay. He put it. A shomer is obligated to keep his thing in a safe place. If a shomer puts it in a not safe place, that's a pshia. And Hashem is chayav on pshia, so the mele is chayav to pay. That's what says the Shulchan. So what's shver? Why can't he say harei shulchan lefanecha? He threw the beggar on the mace. So machuyav to pay harei shulchan lefanecha. It's right here. I thought of arna. So that's every harei shulchan lefanecha. After the Pesach too? I can't be in the henna. The only reason I can't is because no, it's not true. You throw it down Shulchan Panecha, even on Pesach. I can tell him Harei Shulchan Panecha. If he comes on Pesach and asks me for money, Harei Shulchan Panecha, there's a chana. Surya Anod, you hold it say Harei Shulchan Panecha, then you can always say it.
Yeah.
I'm saying it would be yours, so the compassion would have gone down in yours also. So don't make it safer. But over here, the Shemir can't be masked if he's dying. Not true. Because the Gemara's case of Harei Shulchan Lefanecha, someone steals a shard, and then comes a shard in your skull, and then he says Harei Shulchan Lefanecha. Here, the owner could say, if you would have left it by me, I would have watched it. But you would have taken a shard in your skull.
It
has to be dying. You put it in the place of where Pshia happened to it. You left it in the place where the Pshia came.
So,
gave the father. It's putting it in a place where it's all the things come destroyed.
Right. My same thing everywhere else. It went to, oh, that's a comment. Pesach came on its own. I happened not to tell it, but I didn't put it in a place where I didn't cause it. Has it gone anyway? Has it gone over there? I did put that.
I don't think that's fulfilled by I don't know what the case I shall call for Nefa, but I assume, at least they're assuming that's not the reason. What? Before the first time, he caught it before it fell on the mace. But the second time, then he gave it back and he threw it on the mace. The second time, he didn't catch it. This time, it fell on the mace. So he has to pay. The second time, it fell on the mace. So now, he's a Peshea. He gave it to the father, and the father, he should have known the father was going to throw it on the mace.
The father did the
hazard.
But you giving back
to
the father is like giving
it to Rome. Right. That's not going to happen. That's the chidah he did. The question is, why can't you say ourselves and Nefer once it's on the
name? You yourself
thrown
into the fire. And he goes back to him at that point, you're
throwing
into the fire.
The father's the fire. That's right. No, the father is the fire. The father is the place where the fire is likely to come. Father is the place where the fire is about to come. Right? They're putting in front of a fire. Okay. It didn't become. That's right. So I have a thing I have to watch. I have a few shmiras. Now, I gave it to the father, and giving it to the father was a pshia. So giving it to the father was a pshia. But that was. But I could say Harei Shulchan Panecha. I have it, and I can, and I could rescue it. I could pick it up now and give it back to the person. I have to give it off Shmuel. I think it's still bad. But that's every Harei Shulchan Panecha should be that. At least we have it. I'm this both. So Reb Shimon says a chiddush here. It just struck me because I once heard this chiddush from Reb Moshe. First time I ever went to a shiur by Rav Moshe. He gave a shiur. I used to go Friday. Rav Moshe used to give a shiur Friday, 12:30 to 1:30. And it was open to the public. We think a lot of people came. No. You know, people think. You know, I was once in Borough Park where Moshe came to speak at a dinner for yeshiva. So I remember I must have been 14, 15 years old. So I went there to hear it. So, you know, by the time they left, Moshe's speech for last, of course. And by that time, he had the place emptied out. So I was sitting at a table there. I wasn't a paying customer. You know, I was just I was sitting at a table, bow back. And so one man said, "It's a bazaar." And we'll leave before Moshe speaks. So there was an old yid there who said that he remembers when the Chafetz Chaim came to speak in Europe. He said he always laughs because you read all the stories. The Chafetz Chaim came to town and everyone came to hear him speak. The shul was full to the rafters, people hanging out the windows. Everyone came to hear him speak. He said it wasn't true. Everyone came to see him that year. Everyone came to see him, but by the time he spoke, there was nobody left. You know, it was a half a crowd. He said, you know, as long as they're alive, they don't. So Ramesh, I tell people now that me and a couple of others from the yeshiva, we used to go every Friday to hear Ramesh. They say, "Oh, why didn't you tell me? We would have gone too." You know, people knew we went. Three or four of us went for about 2 years. And anyway, the first year I heard Ramesh do a tremendous Kiddush. The first year I remember, I wish I could remember all of it. But he said that even though it says in the Gemara, a mace can't own anything. A mace can't own things. The minute he dies, it's a Yerusha to the children. But l'kvaydai, a mace has kinyanim. For his own honor, the things that are negeh, his own covet, a mace owns things. A mace owns things. L'mashul, if a person dies, the yarshim are obligated to spend money on a matzeva from his Yerusha. If he doesn't have a Yerusha, the children could say, I don't want to build a matzeva. But if he had money, they're obligated to use that money for a matzeva. Why? So Ramesh said, because the mace still owns his money for the purpose of a matzeva. Or the Shimon brings from a Tshuva Sarashba that if a person, let's say the mace died, he had no money. Someone else takes money and gives it to someone. He says, "Here, take this money, and with this money, build a matzeva." He can't have charata later, because the person who takes it was kind of the money for the mace, and the mace could have ownership of things that are negeya to the mace's covet, the honor of the mace. The chiddush that Reb Shimon says, when you put something on a mace, it becomes asa b'hanah. Shimon is machadesh, says the chiddush, that the pshat is that the mace is kaina, whatever is put on him with kvaydai. Something that's put on the mace with kvaydai is kaina. That's not true if something happens to fall on the mace. Someone walks into the room, he has a bad bag of groceries, and he puts it down on the mace. He doesn't realize it's a mace, puts it down. It doesn't come off the bad mouth. But so that's put on him with kvaydai, that becomes asa b'hanah. Why? So Shimon says this chiddush, that the mace is kind of the things that are put on him. It's not because there is a custom, it's also b'hanah. But it's also that the mace has kinyanim in things that are there for his cup. What?
Throw
things, he's with kvaydai. They used to throw things. In their grief, they do. Look, if a person's in grief, he doesn't do things, he doesn't just throw things at the mace. He puts things with kvaydai, he's in grief. He wants to show how he's mastered the mace. So she takes a necklace and she puts it on the mace. Or she takes a jewelry, she puts it there. She takes a fancy velvet, she puts it there. So the mace is kind of. That's relinquishing violence. Putting something on a mace is relinquishing violence. Putting something with kvaydai on a mace is a. No, he doesn't want it back. The father, in his crazed state, he's putting it there with kvaydai. He's not putting it to get it back. Later, after karate, he went bankrupt because he wanted to put things on his son. But Shef made it. What? What Kenyan did he
make? If I was Jerusalem, you have to build on a saber. The part is not that he reclaimed the money. He never let go of that money for the kids. The kids were never that.
What Kenyan does the mace have? What Kenyan does the mace have? It's good cash. I have to think about it. Can you make Kenyan have Kenyan? Dollar Amos. No, what? Yadai Shabbat is kind of like this. Is Yadai from Albania?
No.
Maybe. He says it's entire. Rav Shimon brings one raya that's rather, I think, almost indisputable. If a ger dies with no yarshim, what happens to his money? Hefker. But if he has a balchay, the amount of money that's connected to balchay doesn't become hefker. So Rav Shimon says, who owns it? The minute he dies, the last $100 doesn't become hefker. Who owns it right now? Who owns it? He doesn't own it. He doesn't have a kinyan on it. You know which 100 it is? It's the last 100. Everyone grabs all the things. The last 100. There's no specific 100 that anybody had a kinyan on. So Shimon says, no, the mace has a kinyan. For Kvaydai, it's just covered to pay off his fighters. I think it's not a chiddush. It's a chiddush. When we heard from Ramesha, we held it was a chiddush. But now Ramesha and Shimon have all said, how does that answer the question? What they say is you can only say Harei Shochal Lefanecha if you have it. If I steal an Esrog, and if the Pesach, if the Sukkot, I had already sold it to somebody. I had already given it away. Now I can't say Harei Shochal Lefanecha if it's by someone else. I can only say Harei Shochal Lefanecha if I still have it in my possession. Somebody else has it, and you can't get it from him. That's not Harei Shochal Lefanecha. If I sold to a guy, the guy's not going to listen to the halacha to give it back. So I can't say Harei Shochal Lefanecha by the guy. I can't say that. Because the guy's not going to give it back. Harei Shochal Lefanecha is if I still have it to give it to him. So he says, really, the Ikkar is like the Magen Avraham. Then in Yisurei Adnah, you could say Harei Shochal Lefanecha. Just that here you gave it away. The mace has it already. If the mace has it already, you can't say there's no Harei Shochal Lefanecha anymore. What? The mace, you gave it to the father. The father threw it on the mace. The kasha is now, let me take it off the mace and say, Harei Shochal Lefanecha. The answer is, you can't take it off the mace. When he gave it to him, that's not Harei Shochal Lefanecha. That's not a giving back. He's giving it back to someone who's in a crazy state. He's like a shaykh. He can't give it back to him.
Why does the Moshe have to give it to the father?
What?
Why does the Moshe have to give it to the father?
The father at that moment is not capable of receiving it. What do you mean capable of giving it? I took it. Make me show me. But either way. What? That is the chiddush of Shulchan Aruch. It has nothing to do with this discussion. That giving it to the father is not adequate. So the... anyway, so this chiddush answers the kashya. It's a chiddush. The game plan on Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem, I'm going to finish this Gemara till the next Mishnah. The next Gemara is Kachim. The small piece is through that, and the piece of Kachim. We're going to finish to the Mishnah. The game plan is next week to do. We learned Pesach Tessa, I think we have Pesach, right? Remember by Daf Tessa, I made you write on a sheet the Beis Gimel Dalai Zan Tess, right? So you have left Tess. Yud, Yud, Aleph, today's a Gimel, Takata. And next week, you have to put in the time. I hope they're on the finals next week. Chazara, for a lot of people, Chazara is less learning. But if you want to do a proper Chazara, it should be more learning. You should go through these flat next week. The week after, I'd like to start the second paragraph of the session. If you put in the time, you'll have Sipur from it. You'll be satisfied. Put in the time. You'll have